are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we had Wesley Smith, a Wall Street Journal writer and expert on how the government is killing people that are conscious begging for food. He was listing another Florida case where the woman said, "May I please have water?" She was talking, and the judge said, "No, you signed your rights over. We're killing you," and they killed her. And there's hundreds of these cases that Wesley Smith knows about. Now I want to shift gears into global news and talk about what's happening with the Free Trade Group of the Americas meeting there in Florida. And we're going to simulcast this hour. My good buddy Lou Epton, who's on a great AM station there in Las Vegas. What is it? KLEV.
KLAV.
KLAV.
You're right on.
And Lou, it's good to have you back on with us to talk about all the news.
It's great to be with you, Alex. As I told you before, you've got a lot of fans here in the Valley, and we enjoy hearing everything you've got to say. I pointed out to my people again, in case they missed the last show we did together, that you are a very rare individual. You are offered a great deal of compensation and a great deal of fame. If only you would stop talking about these real issues, and you said, keep your money, I'm going to keep talking about what I know to be right, and here you are.
Well, Lou, it shows how bad our society's gotten that's a rarity when that used to be the norm and common. I mean, if somebody offered me $1 million to rob a bank, I'd say no. If they offered me $1 million to starve an old lady to death, I'd say no. It's not hard to do. I mean, but I guess you and I have become rare, but more people are waking up and having the moral courage to stand up against tyranny. Lou, out there on KLAV, which I know when you've been out of town, they've also carried the show there, and I really appreciate that. I know you've been talking about Terry Schiavo or Schiavo Schindler and how the woman's conscious, but they're saying she's a vegetable and killing her. What's your take on that?
I think it's another case of murder that nobody seems to care all that much about. And I think the main problem with what everything going on today is that people, at least from my taking, just don't care. They're all too busy doing their own thing, and they're not paying attention to these atrocities.
And so what happens to them, when it happens to them, you reap what you sow.
That's
there's
going
to be nobody there to stand up for them.
That's absolutely the way it is. But it's the world we live in anymore. We've lost our morals. We've lost our pride. We've lost pretty much everything we once had, Alex.
Lou, we're about to break, but for those that don't know who you are, I was on your show 10 years ago. You've been out there fighting the globalists for a long time. Tell us about Lou Epton and the website and the radio station.
Okay, well, the website is LouEptonShow.com. Lou Epton, well, Lou Epton woke up probably back in 1973 and started hollering pretty loud. He was doing a TV gig down in Florida at the time during the oil crisis, interviewing one of the oil magnates who was sitting there reading from a script. And it was my pleasure to call him a blatant liar because we were shipping oil everywhere else and we had no storage facilities left. And yet the nation was in a hemorrhaging situation. People were getting rid of large cars all because they thought, oh my God, there is a horrendous shortage.
And it was just a process of training us to accept higher prices.
That's all it was, and here we are paying those higher prices, and they're not going to come down to any degree.
We're in a new process of raising prices now.
Yeah, we sure are. I mean, if you're not used to spending about $1.70 a gallon, you're going to have to get used to it, because it's no way going to go back to even $1.40, or certainly not to anything below. It's just... it's hard to describe sometimes the craziness of everything, but I've been here at KLAV, which is one of the unusual stations in the country, now in my 12th year, and it's like it's become a calling. You got to keep trying, okay? You may not succeed, but by George, you're going to keep trying because it's worth trying. You love this country. You understand the fraud of the government. You see everything that's going on, and you shake your head in disbelief that more people aren't outraged at the crimes that this government continues to commit.
But the good news is a lot of people are waking up. I'm seeing a huge awakening, and I've talked to you privately. I know you are as well. Lou, stay there. We got a quick 3-minute break. We're going to come back and just launch in any news you think is really important. I'll launch into mine, and then hopefully we can open the phones up. I'm Alex Jones, simulcasting on KLAV with Lou Epton.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hi, my name is Donald from TheGoldenAnswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. TheGoldenAnswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting 5 other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. Already 8 minutes and 12 seconds into the second hour of my global transmission. We blast out on the AM and FM dial, shortwave internet, at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We're simulcasting with Lou Epton out there with his powerful talk show on the AM in Las Vegas. And Lou's got a lot of news he wants to cover. I got a bunch I want to throw in there and get his take on. And I know we want to take calls. And Lou?
Okay, I'll tell you the thing. It may not sound large to a lot of people, but I'm getting awfully sick and tired of this nation's desire to take God out of everything, and the latest, of course, being the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, come on. You tell me where there's a conflict, church and state, here. When they removed Judge Moore's Ten Commandment monument, when kids were taking and not allowed to pray in school, starting back in the 60s, and if you take a closer look, you'll see that's when the educational system started totally going downstream.
And that's when the morals fell apart.
It sure did. And, that they would even get as far as the Supreme Court, that anybody would even come up with the idea of taking the words "under God" out of the pledge. I don't know. Alex, we've got a tape here. I'm not going to necessarily play it, but I'll tell you, it's one of the more beautiful things. You may be familiar with it. It's Red Skelton's classic Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll tell you, I should be playing it every morning. I'm not, but I should be, because it's an emotional, it's an absolutely gorgeous piece.
Well, let's play it if you want to, Lou.
Would you mind?
You got it ready?
Yeah, we just happen to have it ready.
Well, let's go ahead and hit it then.
Okay, here it is.
Now, getting back to school, I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer, I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, and he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love and my devotion, to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom, wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representative chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools, too?
All right, there it is. Now, Alex, I'm not the most religious individual you'll ever meet, but I certainly have a love of God. And the way this nation used to be, when they recognized it as a republic instead of this demonocracy, and what did you think of it?
Well, I know this. They're trying to remove all the original foundations to replace it. When you get a new king in Egypt who didn't like what the Pharaoh had done before him, he would tear down their monuments, knock their names off the monuments. That's what's happening. And they're replacing it with Harry Potter and witchcraft Barbie.
Yeah.
And training our daughters how to be whores, training our sons how to be little gang members. They know that, a moral people will stand up and fight. They won't be slaves. But an immoral people can be enslaved quite easily. And the problem is people love the flag and love America, but they don't know what the flag symbolizes, the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and what the Republic is. And so now the tyranny is wrapping itself in the flag and saying, go along with me or you're against America, when in truth those that are destroying America have wrapped their tyranny in the flag, and worldwide America's being demonized with all these evil wars, when in truth it's Europe that controls our military and our government that is using us as the proxy to carry that out. Now, Lou, I've got some news stories here for you, and I want to get your take on it.
Okay.
Israeli subs have nukes aimed at Iran sites. And last week they announced Israel has nukes, as if we didn't know this for the last 38, 40 years.
Right.
American-made Harpoon missiles armed with nuclear warheads are now aimed by Israel's fleet of Dolphin-class German submarines against Iran's nuclear facilities. Following September's exclusive report, American Free Press, about Israel's submarine nuclear attack capability, over 100 Harpoon missiles, cruise missiles, have been secretly airlifted to a remote island of Diego Garcia, a joint UK-US base in Indian Ocean. Three Israeli submarines that arrived at the base earlier this month were each loaded with 24 Harpoon missiles. And it goes on to say they set sail for the Gulf of Oman, bringing Iran's nuclear facilities all within range of the submarines. Israel's not bluffing. They attacked in the early 80s the Tamuz nuclear reactor in Iraq. Now they're saying they're going to go into Syria and Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's against this war. It's a total escalation. There's no reason to do any of this, but the globalists need this crisis to offer their solution. Lou, they're lining up a national draft for men and women, 18 to 49, a draft of professionals. They'll force us to take the inoculations. We're going into martial law, and they're using these crises after they arm Syria, arm Iran, arm North Korea, arm China. Now they're gearing us up to have war, and this is real. This is a real escalation. What does Lou Epton, who's been on this earth quite a while, have to say about this?
Well, let me tell you, it's a very scary scenario. I don't know if it's even stoppable anymore. I think the real reason we went into Iraq, like a realtor would tell you, it's real estate. Look at the location of it. I'm not surprised that the Israelis are now looking toward Iran. Iran is probably our next target, although we now have North Korea coming into play. The real enemy, I think, it would be mainland China, but then nobody wants to talk about that. They're our buddies. We're doing a lot of trade with them. This whole world is bizarro land, pure and simple.
And the PNAC documents show that they said Iraq is just a military base to go into Syria and Iran, link up with Afghanistan,
That's
and the
it.
Globalists, not America, will have the entire region. How many Americans will die in that fight? Meanwhile, they say brace for more terror, but the borders are more open than ever.
Well, I'll tell you, I was old enough to be brought up to believe that life was a precious commodity. It today has become one of the cheapest commodities on this planet anymore. And you look at the people in D.C. who are pulling strings for the globalists over in England. They say they want to democratize the world, which would be the worst thing that they could do.
That means manufacture consent. Their word democracy means a tank with a guy with a machine gun.
That's right.
And on top of it, in Miami and Atlanta, they're having two separate meetings. The big one's in Atlanta, Miami Herald. Trade representatives discuss free trading zone. Foreign trade representatives from five South American countries met Friday with business leaders in Atlanta, which wants to be the headquarters of the Western Hemisphere free trade zone. Now, the EU started as a trade deal. They admit this is global government. We're losing our sovereignty right now. You think NAFTA and GATT took your jobs. They say it's going to get 7 to 9 times worse with layoffs. And the average person has no idea what the free trade group of the Americas is, Lou.
I understand that. And how do you get this known when you've got a media that is all but totally controlled by these globalists? They're certainly not going to talk about it, and too many people still think what they see on TV is the way things are, and we've got justification for every illegal act we're taking and have taken.
And it's going to come home to roost, folks. These globalists could care less about you.
Yeah.
Being the center of the empire means you're going to be at the center of the slavery.
And unfortunately, too many people will only realize it when it's a done deal and it'll be too late. So they can't kill you with their inoculations and they can't kill you with their biological terrorism. They're going to do it one way or another. And It's not a pretty picture. And
it's not. Lou, we've got a break. We've got a bunch of news to get to. You got some more news you want to cover. I want to take calls. The toll-free number to call in, folks, on our board is 1-800-259-9231 on any of the issues we've raised. Terry Schiavo, Schindler, the situation with the nukes, the escalation of World War III, what's happening with the dropping dollar, what's happening with the Free Trade Group of the Americas, 1-800-259-9231. We're simulcasting out there on that big AM station in Las Vegas with Lou Epton. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to Batman.
All right. right, folks. Alex Jones back live, simulcasting with Lou Epton on his talk show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And if you'd like to join us on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. And, Lou, I guess we can take calls on your end, too, can't we?
Absolutely. I've got locally 731-1230 or a toll-free 1-866-820-5528. And I wanted to mention, if anybody wants a copy of the Red Skelton Pledge, they'll find it on my website, louepdenshow.com, and you can just download it from there.
I need to put a link to your website from prisonplanet.com or infowars.com so folks can... get that, Lou. Lou, okay. You want to go to some calls?
I'd love to.
All right, let's talk to Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I've been listening intently to this situation in Florida. I just asked Alex, maybe, you know, I don't want to be out of order here, but when you are talking to these people, and this comes from universities and everything, I just wrote a letter to Don Wildman, from American Family Association, and I hope he paid attention a little bit, because like you, Alex, I go to these people that,
well,
you know,
Regina, let me stop you. For those that don't know, you got to introduce what you're talking about. I'm not mad at you, but you got to do that. Terry Schiavo Schindler down there 5 days with her water being taken. She's conscious. Her eyes are open. They're killing her. This is happening all over the country. This is what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Right, and I assumed that I did, you know, go off a little bit, so maybe you guys got another subject.
No, that's okay. Just we have to introduce what you're talking about.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to put this together. I'm a little bit nervous because I hope this comes out right, but, you know, the founder of UNESCO, Julian Huxley, I wish that you would tell the people when they get on with you, like this Wesley Smith and the different pro-life people, that maybe they're not aware that... you know, Mr. Bush rejoined us to UNESCO, and one of the goals of UNESCO, the founder, was that eugenics science of creating better people through genetic manipulation. And Alex, you have such a voice that's allowing you to open to these different avenues. I feel that, you know, a lot of my input is being blocked out because a lot of the Christian groups are looking at constitutional amendment for man and woman. But UNESCO destroys the family, and Bush put us into it.
Well, exactly. They'll put a Band-Aid on a severed leg. Let me read the quote by Sir Julian Huxley, brother of Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. And Huxley said that, the writer of Brave New World, that he was writing about the system they were building. Listen to this. Even though it is quite true that any radical eugenic policy will be for many years politically and psychologically impossible, it will be important for UNESCO to see that the eugenic problem is examined with the greatest care and that the public mind is informed, read between the lines, brainwashed, of the issues at stake so that much that is now unthinkable may at least become thinkable. Sir Julian Huxley, first Director General of UNESCO, 46 to 48. Bush just signed on to UNESCO that kill the babies, kill the old people, dehumanize, forced inoculations, control of our educational system. Lou Epton, how can people put up with this from George Bush?
I wish I had the answer to that. I know it's not easy. I can't, but again, too many people are still asleep, and I wish I knew the way to wake them all up. This abortion topic by itself is driving me absolutely crazy. Bush claims to be a great Christian, and yet he's not walking the walk. He's talking the talk, but he's not walking the walk. And how many children have already been murdered?
Yeah, the Republicans have the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, and the executive, the legislative, the judicial, and the executive. Where is it? Where's the ban on abortion? Where's the ban on partial birth abortion?
And how? You know, they still think there's a difference between these two major parties, and I think they're one and the same, and they're a total fraud, and they're just following an agenda. And I've used the expression that these people we put into office are nothing more than puppets. They do what they're told, whether they like it or not, and this is why we are where we are today.
And then the Republicans were in the Statesman last week here in Austin going, ha-ha, we've redrawn Ron Paul's district, so he'll lose to the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got a real patriot, a real conservative, a real Christian, they go in just like Senator Bob Smith. They're going after Tom Tancredo. Regina, go ahead and finish up.
I just wanted to say that I just feel that if you could just stress this with some of these people, because like now in Pennsylvania, we had a couple bills that were like lower the mandatory age for compulsory education. You know, we've been fighting the vaccinations. We know that that's being processed through, you know, all children come under No Child Left Behind or Left Alone, No Left Alone. and it's coming through the State Board of Education. So we're supposed to have hearings while our state reps are elected and paid well to, you know, put us under a human resource research organization.
Regina, you got a Governor Schweiker who got a law passed that preachers are liable if they read anti-homosexual passages from the Bible. I mean, folks don't realize how far we've gone. Lou Epton's our guest. I'm his guest. We're simulcasting. Lou, take us out of here.
Okay, hang on, hear this, and we'll be back right after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As a listener to the Genesis Communications Network, you're aware of the many health dangers that have been unleashed upon an unsuspecting public. We all want to protect ourselves and our loved ones, but how do we do that without costly pharmaceutical products that trade benefits with side effects? Stabilized oxygen may be just the answer to this question and more. Stabilized oxygen is an oxidant similar to food-grade hydrogen peroxide, but it is more stable and effective with no unpleasant taste. By providing your bloodstream with molecular oxygen, it is possible to kill anaerobic bacteria and other parasites on contact without harming tissue or friendly bacteria. A 120-day supply of stabilized oxygen is just $15 postpaid. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your four-month supply and get the best oxygen boost available in easy-to-take droplet form. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. We're now an hour and 33 minutes into this global transmission. We're going to have Lou with us for another 26 minutes. And then I've got the third hour coming up with more news, calls, and info. And again, Lou Epman's out there simulcasting with us on his fine affiliate.
KLAV.
That's right. Uh-huh. Right there in Las Vegas. Lou, I've got a bunch of other news here. I know you've got some news items, and I've got a bunch of callers.
Okay,
you probably got some calls as well. What do you want to do here?
I've got he's an old friend. He started the American Patriot Facts Network, which today is humongous. And I was wondering if it was all right, we'll take a call from Ken Varden.
Sure, let's do that.
Ken, good morning. It's been a long time.
How you doing, Lou and Alex?
Good.
Of course, I listen to both of you all the time. On this Terry Schiavo thing, you know that there's a bill introduced in Congress down there called Terry's Bill.
Yes, we had Wesley Smith.
We had an email of all of the Senate and representatives of in Florida there to try to get her back on feeding. And I hope everybody can go out and search the web for Terry'sville and try to encourage these people to get this thing passed and get her back on life support.
Yeah. He's been off for five days already.
It's day six now, really.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It is. Ken, thank you, babe.
Okay, good talking to you, and thanks for both of you.
All right, take care, my friend. Good to talk to you. Let's talk to Bill in Alabama. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex and Lou, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, the phone numbers that you gave out previously are accurate. They are good. The people, the receptionists, are waiting to hear from you. Do you want me to repeat them?
For those that just tuned in, you mean phone numbers to the Florida legislature,
yeah,
which is right now considering bringing up a emergency session to have a moratorium on torturing people to death, something you can't do to a cop killer or to child molester, but we'll do it to an innocent woman who's done nothing wrong, who's fully conscious, now into day five, day six of torture. Did you want to give those numbers out again?
Yes, 850 area code. This is for the House of Representatives in Florida.
Okay.
850-488-6026. Okay, yep. Senator King is the president of the Senate in Florida.
By the way, when you call him, we're told, he says there's no such bill. Well, of course, they're just now bringing up the debate to have the bill, but I have the Associated Press article here right in front of me, so this guy's a real piece of work.
No, they. When I called both of these, they were receptionists who answered. They just wanted to know if I was in support of this bill, and they thanked me for my concern.
Okay, give the number to King.
Okay, Senator King, area code once again, 850-487-5229.
Now, Bill?
Yes.
You obviously heard me last hour when I had Wesley Smith, Wall Street Journal writer, on, listing another case in Florida where the woman was begging the nurses, please give me water. They were doing it. So 14 days later, they put an armed guard in there, wouldn't give her water, and she begged to death. She begged. We're talking people begging for water. That's your right to die, folks. They're murdering people. And the news media, the United Press International, AP, all of them are saying, oh, this woman, Terry's a vegetable, and all these kooks are standing around mad about it. That's the level of the media lying. Folks, you better start searching out the actual news. We've had the family on, the lawyers, the priests, the people. Terry'sfight.org has the video of her with her eyes open, smiling at her mother. Lou Epton, does this enrage you?
You bet it does. I look for words sometimes to try and describe what's going on, but this country has become very murderous in its activities, among everything else, and again, somehow, someday, it's got to come to a screeching halt. We've got to get this place back.
None of us are safe when this can go on to one woman.
No.
One thing more, Alex, if you don't mind, if I'm breaking in. Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, when you call these people, ask, you're going to get receptionists. Now, when you make these calls, of course, be very polite.
Ask for an aide.
Yes, and not only that, but also ask them if they have visited terrysfight.org. Urge them to take a look at this website.
That's an amazing point. They can see what's happened. They can see video of her conscious, her eyes open, mumbling to her family. This is the vegetable. This is a vegetable. Last time I was at the store, the squash wasn't talking to me and didn't have eyes open.
That's for sure. Boy, we've got to flood those calls.
Now, give those numbers out one more time.
Yeah.
Okay. The Administrative Office for the House of Representatives in Florida, area code 850-488-6026. Senator King is the president of the Florida Senate. The number at his office, area code 850-487-5229.
All right. Thank you so much, Bill. Mark, who did you say was up next there on our lines? Mark in Texas is up next.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Alex, good afternoon.
Hello, yeah, go ahead.
You know what really sums all this up well is during the championship series with Chicago, you have a fan reach over and interfere with the live baseball. Well, the city, a majority of those people are ready to call out the bloodhounds, install the Amber Alert, put all the cameras on high alert, go get a rope, find a tree, and hang this guy. We got a gal, a young lady sitting down in Florida being starved to death. And what happened?
Yeah, people have riots over the stupid baseball game.
Yeah.
And it is. It's stupid compared to the murder of innocent people.
We probably have people right now trying to buy tickets to the next Marlins game.
Uh-huh.
That wouldn't even know who Terry is.
And if they did read the newspaper, the 20% that actually thinks they're informed read the paper, they hear, oh, it's a vegetable. What are these people so upset about? You've been kept in the dark intentionally, Lou.
It's diversion. You know, the baseball, the football, so many of these other things are to keep our eyes off of reality of what is going on around this country that they really don't want us to know about.
Well, I coined the term gladiatorial diversion.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How about weapons of mass deception?
Yes, weapons of mass distraction. No, you're right. They're freaking out. They're just convulsions of anger that somebody touched a baseball.
Uh-huh.
And let's call out, you know, the feds to catch him. But the average Yahoo out there has no idea about what's happening, how the precedent's being set to kill them.
Yeah. Do you hear the latest? They're offering this individual that supposedly interfered something to do with movies, a movie contract or a television show? Come on.
It's total mental illness.
And gentlemen, right off the get-go, they post and put it in the paper, the guy's name, address, phone number, where he works. I gentlemen, keep up the great work.
Thanks
all right,
so
thank
much,
you. And for those that have been hiding under a rock, the big news, you know, forget Israel about to nuke Iran, saying
yeah.
They'll, quote, use nukes last week. Let's talk about this baseball thing.
Oh.
You know, this is my, but the caller, that's why I get so incensed. I played baseball, I played football, I played soccer.
Mm.
I mean, I was a jock.
Yeah.
But I mean, I realize how ridiculous and stupid it is. These guys calling to talk radio so angry about their team losing or what a coach did, but they have no conception that their Bill of Rights, their country, their future's gone, Lou.
I know. Well, too many people still think as long as they're free to suck up a beer, free to go do a job, assuming they still have one, free to get up in the morning, that this is total freedom.
Well, I hear lots of ads and lots of in movies and on TV that, man, I got freedom to party.
Yeah.
Let's keep freedom going in America so you can go to the Bahamas. I actually heard an ad like that. Freedom. Freedom to party.
Yeah.
You got to fight for your right to party. That's that's the Beastie Boys song. Now, Mark, you were telling me the next caller was in Virginia. Who is that? Okay, Eric in Connecticut, you're up next. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey there.
Yes, sir.
Great to talk to you as always. You guys are doing the Lord's work, you and Lou.
Thank you.
Alex, in the recent discussions of the NRA, there was a talk of having Neil Knox on.
Yes, I am trying to line up Neil Knox, one of the former good members of the board of directors. And for those that don't know, Lou, I'm sure you heard about this.
Hmm.
Two Wednesdays ago, about a week and a half ago to be accurate, the NRA argued in a federal case that, hey, we're for registering all the guns. We're for you not being able to leave your home with them. That's their, quote, defense is capitulating like Benedict Arnold. Comments to that?
You bet. That's why I support the GOA, not the NRA.
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lou. Go on with what
no,
you're
go
saying.
Ahead, Eric. You're on
okay.
The air.
Okay. Yeah. Neil Knox. Has a newsletter that's published on Shotgun News on the internet, and he used to be in Guns and Ammo. And basically, when the NRA submarined him, they stopped carrying his article in Guns and Ammo.
Well, look, the NRA is a wholly owned subsidiary of the UN. Now they're UNESCO members. They've signed on. They're anti-gun. Even the Cato Institute went public a few months ago and said they're trying to torpedo their federal gun case.
Yes, I am a life member of Gun Owners of America. I'm a certified firearms instructor. I believe in the sacredness of the Constitution and the Second Amendment. And I'll be honest, guys, I find it appalling that this organization, which purports to support the Second Amendment, says that George W. Bush supports freedom. Kane Robinson, new president of the NRA, says in First Freedom that Bush supports the Second Amendment and
supports
freedom.
Bush also supports open borders, supercomputers to China, signing campaign finance reform, blocking Dan Burton's committee investigating Bill Clinton, protecting Bill Clinton. He also signs on to UNESCO. He does all this stuff. You can list it. He tried to block arming the pilots, Lou.
Sure. Yes. I know. I'll tell you, it was easy to read when he first came into office, and he refused to examine any of the Clinton crimes. He just said, hey, that's yesterday. We're going to go forward. Well, I'll tell you, there were a lot of things that bore investigation, but oh well.
Yeah, you know, and here's a tip for all you NRA members out there, and I found this out. If you don't want to get all their junk mail and stuff, you can call the NRA and request to be put on their do not promote list.
Uh-huh.
The only thing they'll send you is the occasional election notice.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call. And I'll say this right now. If you're listening to Lou Epton on his great station out in Las Vegas, tell 10 people a day about it. If you're listening to me in Austin, Kansas City, Rhode Island, Florida, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Denver, Colorado, if you're listening to us on the American Freedom Network or Colorado Network, wherever you're listening to us, tell 10 people a day. Just do it. Make up some business cards. You know, support us. We're supporting your Second Amendment. We're supporting your land rights. We're supporting your borders. We're supporting right to life and fighting the culture of death. Get my videos. Get my books. I need your support. Lou needs your support. We're waking people up, but not fast enough. The power lies with you out there listening, getting educated, and taking action and being leaders. And starting your own Second Amendment group locally, which we've done, and we defeat the gun bills around here with our grassroots power, Lou.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's the same game. They're talking about gun safety. They're talking about common sense gun control, supporting the hunters. They want to close the gun shows. They're anti-gun. They're trying to destroy, and they're marching in lockstep to get rid of the Second Amendment.
And they've got all these little words like, it's just reasonable, sensible, sensible restrictions, what Ashcroft said, and it's the same lingo that the Violence Policy Center and Handgun Grabbers Incorporated are using.
That's right. And the facts still prove that those communities where people are allowed concealed weapons or where they're allowed to have their own protection at home, they have the smallest crime rates of anybody.
Well, take this new Grisham movie that's out there. They took a tobacco script about the tobacco lawsuits and did it about guns, where the evil gun lobby is secretly tampering with juries and we need to sue them out of existence. The propaganda is omnipresent. Be conscious of it. This isn't freedom, folks. Let's talk to Lucia. Lucia in New York. Lucia, you're on the air with Lou Epton and Alex Jones.
Bear with me, Alice. I'm getting a little interference on my phone. Thank you. I wanted everyone to know that I took it upon myself to call the Archdiocese of Pinellas County or Pinellas Park, which incidentally is in St. Petersburg.
And by the way, they refused her last
rites. Yes, I know. That's what I called about. I got a very nice secretary who was very, very sympathetic. And she said, I said, why didn't this priest just go ahead and do it? What's so bad about getting arrested? She said, yes, I know a lot of... She said, we've been swamped with calls all week long. So it's encouraging to know that people are also calling there, okay? But there's something else I wanted to talk to you about. Education can go just so far. Education has a purpose. Education, as a former teacher I'm speaking, is to put people to action. It's only the first step. And that's what this movement of ours has always lacked. I listened to Lou Epton years ago. I was fighting on every front. I'm an exhausted person. I'm in my 70s, but I'm exhausted physically but not mentally. And I wanted to suggest something. Why can't we chip in and get a building, an old office building or something, and call it the American Nuremberg Court? For one reason. We have such a plethora of material out there now.
The crimes the globalists have committed
are
legion.
Absolutely. And we would have to staff it with former judges, retired judges. We would have to have good lawyers.
No, it's a good idea. Have a people's court. Videotape it, go over the crimes, put it on something like Free Speech TV or something, and
absolutely.
Just go over all...
America, the American Nuremberg, and I'm telling you something else. I'm sick and tired of all these wonderful conventions on just about any subject, mm-hmm. always being located on the West Coast, down in, you know, the Southwest, occasionally in another place. But we people along the Eastern Seaboard in, like, say, Middle America, Middle Eastern America, why do we always have to be running across the continent?
I hear you, Lucia. You've been listening to Lou Epton for years, huh?
Oh, I have all of his material. I adore that man. I have his tapes and everything. I mean, I was really very, very active. I still am.
Yeah, Lou's been out there fighting for a long time. Thanks for the call.
Now, wait.
The only problem anymore, Alex, is where in the world are you going to find an honest judge, or for that matter, even an honest attorney? This DOJ is so corrupt that it's become laughable, and it's a damn shame it wasn't meant to be that way. Judges were meant to be nothing more than referees. Now they are the law. They own the courtroom. You don't dare mention God, the Constitution. They're going to decide whatever they want. They won't allow the evidence that might sway the jury to go another direction. The crimes are being committed daily, and I don't know how in the world we're going to handle.
Well, look, they've been killing people for years who are begging for food. Now people are just learning about it. It's a process. I'm telling you, though, Lou, I've never seen such an awakening as I'm seeing right now.
That's encouraging. And you just got to hope and keep on praying, because this nation is worth saving.
It is. LouEptonShow.com. And, of course, my website's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.com is a great site, folks. Check it out if you haven't. H.W. Jim, others, your calls are up next when we get back with our final segment with Lou Epton. Then I'll shift gears into more news and more calls in the third hour and an update on the Terry Schiavo situation.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul tastes like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Thank you.
Jones. We're back live. Our final segment with Lou Epton. I really appreciate him having a simulcast on KLAV out in Las Vegas.
Really. Alex, if it's all right, and I don't want to take from what we're doing, but I think a lot of people here in Southern Nevada might be very interested in some of these outstanding videos that you have made available, because they explain a lot. They go into great detail. I know they're probably up on your website, Infowars.com, but I'm looking at one in particular called Total Enslavement, Police State 3, and it's an intriguing, not just title, but what it's all about. Could we take a couple of moments on that?
Well, thank you, Lou. I wasn't going to do it this hour, but you brought it up. Thank you. It's my newest film. It covers government-run white slavery rings, gun control, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Ashcroft's lies, Homeland Security. It begins with 20 minutes on what the New World Order is, the Peen Act documents. It gets into the forced inoculations. It is a two-hour, 40-minute film. $25.95. Folks are authorized to get it and make copies, get it out to people.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's three police state films. They're all excellent. Road to Tyranny is my September 11th film. They say the most powerful film we've made. And I've written a new book, Descent into Tyranny, as well as published a book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. And frankly, on the issue of governments blowing stuff up and blaming it on their enemies, it's some of the best work out there. So, yes, if folks want to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping carts, they're welcome to do it, or they can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, right here in Austin, Texas, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And, folks, if you don't get the videos and make copies or tell folks about Lou's show or my show and don't wake people up, the tree will fall. Nobody will hear it make a sound. It's up to you to give this story legs and to help us fight this tyranny. And so
absolutely,
please take action. And, Lou, your website again.
Lou Epton Show. That's LOUEPTON Show.com.
And it's an excellent site with a lot of key stuff. One final call for this hour with Lou Epton, HW in Colorado. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hi. As a very late survivor of the Second World War and having grown up in Dresden, I got my story to tell. I sure reinvestigated in my whole life what has gone on in my parents' generation. My dad was in the old Reichswehr in Germany and got badly hurt in the war. So we really suffered through this thing. And then I thank Infowars.com for all this information that really explained me how the $100 trillion of the Rothschilds and the $10 trillion of Rockefeller bought all three powers of government, certainly the legislators, the executors, and the judges. And I lost all my grandparents' property in behind the Iron Curtain. Let's say in East Germany, just because of that. This whole
you've seen tyranny before. You know, Lou, folks like HW, they can see the tyranny clearer than those that haven't lived through it.
Bet you. I owe it to you to have understood a lot more here what was going on, but I always had a guess.
Well, let me get Lou's final take on your important words, HW. Lou?
Well, you know, you stop and you think about everything going on, and then you have to wonder, do people really want freedom? Because you got to remember, it was only, 3-4% of the then population that dragged the rest of these people into a free society? And 3-4%, I wonder what our percentage is today, and that's why I sit here and I have to ponder, do people really want a kingdom? Do they want a leader, or do they want liberty and freedom that we once had? We were the great experiment, and if we don't do something about it, we're going to lose it all.
Absolutely. LouEptonShow.com, Infowars.com. Lou, thanks for having me on, and we really enjoyed having you on, and God bless, my friend.
Alex, thank you so much for the opportunity. I know the people here in Southern Nevada enjoy hearing from you. We've got to do it again.
Absolutely. Bye, Lou. Our third hour is coming up with more calls, more news. Keep it locked in.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for